Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We give God praise on this evening, Word Wednesday, midweek service. We thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We have something we're going to do different tonight. We're going to pray, and then we're going to introduce just something different tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to share, and we thank you for every listener tonight. We thank you that we are gathered here in your name. Now, God, minister to your people. We came to hear because you said faith comes through hearing and hearing through the word of God. So we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the edification of our minds, the strengthening of our spirits. And Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you would have your way over these next few moments together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca is here. And we are going to share a message that she preached at a prophetic conference on this week. God moved in just a mighty way, and we wanted to share it with you tonight because we believe that it's going to bless you as you hear what she shared with us who were in attendance at that conference. So I'm not going to prolong the time, and we're not going to delay the time. We are just going to go right into the word of God that she shared on this week at a prophetic conference in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Be blessed by the word of God, and we'll come on.
So I came expecting. So just get ready for God to use this powerful woman of God, my wife, prophet, pastor, Rebecca Simmons. Receive her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May God be the glory.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. We worship you, O Lord. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give you the glory for the testimony, God. We praise you, O God, for this is the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and give God some praise. Come on and put those hands together. Open your mouth and shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go right into the word. We're not going to delay. I heard you were here late last night. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to get into the word. Turn with me in your Bibles. Amen. To the book of 2 Peter. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord, if I could sing, I would say, this is the day, this is the day the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's time for revival.
It's time for revival.
Yeah. It's time for revival. Amen. Hallelujah. And I am so glad to be a part of what's going on in this house during this week. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God.
We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You alone are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant of and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power, somebody say power,
power,
has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Somebody say, add to your faith.
Add
to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye should neither be barren nor unfruitful of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and they're nearsighted. And have forgotten, don't forget, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall
never
you shall never fall.
Never.
For so in interest, read verse 11 with me and we'll stop there. For so in interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship your mighty name, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your spirit in this house, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, gathering us together for this time of revival, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the ability to press our way through, oh God, every obstacle, oh God, to come into your house on tonight, God. Lord, we praise you in advance, oh God, for breakthrough, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for what you're about to do, oh God, even though, oh God, even through your word, because your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, oh God. Hallelujah. Cutting asunder to soul and spirit, oh God. So, Lord, we know, God, that your word, oh God, is on assignment on tonight, God, and we say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way,
oh God. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, heal the sick, oh God. Bring those, oh God, hallelujah, into kingdom, oh God, that you have ordained, oh God, that should, oh God, be in your kingdom on tonight, God. Encourage the discouraged on tonight, God. Let your oil flow in this house, God. A continuation, oh God, of what you have already started and what you will complete throughout this week, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, use me, your wonder servant, for your glory. I surrender my will to you, oh God, and say, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful, God. Hallelujah. To give you and you only, oh God. Oh God, I bind up every demon on assignment, oh God. In the name of Jesus. None of them course shed up, Mama. I declare that no weapon formed against her. Oh God, what you have assigned and what you have ordained shall prosper, God. In the name of Jesus, we cast out demons right now, God. Oh God, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, you, oh God, and you only will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church and the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. As you take your seat, just shout out, it's time for manifestation. To break through. Yeah. It's time for manifestation to break through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The theme, hallelujah, what will it take for you to do right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as I thought about the theme of the conference, amen, apostle, amen, I begin to pray, ask God, okay, God, what is it that you're trying to say, even with this theme? And we thank God for this theme, amen. We thank God for the woman of God, the angel of this house, Apostle Sarah Duncan, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God for the angel of this house, hallelujah, and her husband, Deacon Duncan, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the man of God who helped to organize this revival. Hallelujah. Prophet Rafi Davis. Come on and praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God, hallelujah, for my friends who came out. My sister friends, Pastor Gwendolyn, Lester Carson, hallelujah. Apostle Jenny Hall, I thank God for you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hey, Gloria, I thank God for each and every one of you, and most importantly to me, I thank God for the whipped cream on top of my sundae, hallelujah, my chocolate bar, hallelujah, my best friend, my confidant, my lover, my covering, my pastor, and my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, amen. Come on and help me praise God, hallelujah, for the man of God that he sent into my life, amen. Hallelujah. So even as I thought about this theme, amen, it hit me. I was like, what does it take? What will it take for you to do right? And when you think about that, you think about there must be a struggle, amen, hallelujah, that we have to do right. Other than that, God would not have presented us with this question. Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I don't always do right. Yeah, I miss it sometimes. You know, I try my best not to be a hypocrite. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. I try my best because it was when I was in the bar, and my husband met me in the bar back in 1994 in September, over at the Vanity Club down in over on the other side of Newark, over in Newark. Amen, hallelujah. And he gave me this corny pickup line, and he said, I like your spirit, amen, hallelujah. And I was thinking to myself, that is the corniest pickup line I have ever heard. But there was something about him, amen. There was a brightness to his eyes. There was an intensity. There was a joy that I had not experienced in any of the men that have come on to me. That was assuming from him, amen, that made me interested in finding out more about what he was talking about when he talked about his excitement of church and invited me to go to church. And I looked at him and I said, I don't go to church, amen. Hallelujah, because there's nothing in the church but a bunch of hypocrites, amen, and if I'm going to hell, and I was certain that I was, I'm going to go from the bar stool and not the church pew. Come on, on, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about on tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I haven't been saved on my life. There were times when I was looking to get it right, and I was looking in the bottle. I was looking in the liquor. Amen. And I was looking in the cocaine, and I was looking in the weed. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was looking in the sex. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I was looking for love in all of the wrong places, and I woke up looking into some faces, amen, strange faces. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While I was trying to get it right. And I was like the woman with the issue of blood who had suffered so many things for so many years, and she got to the point where she was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. And when we wonder what will it take for me to get it right, what will it take for us to get it right, we have to get to the point where we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired, hallelujah, of going through the same old cycles and going around in the same circles over and over again. I'm sick and tired of being drunk, and I'm sick and tired of being high, and I'm sick and tired of being broke. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being a whore. I'm sick and tired of looking for love in the wrong place. I am sick and tired of disappointing God. I'm sick and tired of falling short of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I'm sick and tired of not being able to look myself in the mirror.
Amen.
You're talking right.
You're talking right.
Because I just can't get it right. I'm tired. I'm tired of being angry. Tired of hurting. Tired. You know, and so often the fact that we don't get it right is wrapped up in the place, in the fact that we have so many underlying issues.
Amen.
There's so much going on underneath the surface. Come on, somebody. Yeah, we look good, but like my friend said, she walked up in here, her body wrapped in pain, but I couldn't tell by looking at her, hallelujah, that she had so much pain. I saw a little limp, amen, but I didn't see the extent of the pain that she's experiencing in her body, amen, hallelujah, because she was able, the Holy Spirit was able, hallelujah, to mask the pain. But in our natural flesh, we are able to mask the fact that we are hurting, hallelujah. And we do so many things. We even use church as a camouflage for the pain that we are experiencing on the inside. Hallelujah. 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 So we got to get to the point where, we're not going from church to home, and when we get home, we're a different person than we were at church, and we got to get to the point, hallelujah, where our faith is made manifest.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanna break through. Yeah. Hallelujah. See, revival is necessary because revival is an awakening, my God, and it gets the people of God back into the face of God. See, so often we get away from Jesus, amen, and we get wrapped up in our prosperity, hallelujah. I want my house, and I want my car, and I want a husband, and I want some more money. Come on, I want to be rich. And we get so distracted that we forget that it's all about Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I said, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Oh, God. Just Jesus was made poor so that we could become rich. See, we would just get it. If we would just get it, then we would become Jesus seekers instead of material things seekers. And we would just get it. We would chase after Jesus with everything in us. Because wrapped up in Jesus is everything that we could ever need and everything that we could ever want. Wrapped up in Jesus. Jesus is our healing and our prosperity and our joy. Wrapped up in Jesus is our peace. Oh, that surpasses all understanding. Wrapped up in Jesus is everything that we could ever want.
Yes.
All in Jesus.
Amen.
So Peter here in the scripture is saying, we have this faith, amen, hallelujah. And this faith, as we share in this faith that has been given to us by God, hallelujah, that everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness has already been given to us. So ask somebody, what are you looking for? What is the problem? Why can't you be happy? Hallelujah. Where is your joy? Where is your peace? Why is it that you can still be saved and be sinning? Why is it that there is no repentance? When you do wrong, is anybody like me when I do wrong, that thing hits you, amen, and you feel bad about it, and you all of a sudden you say, I know I shouldn't have said that, I know I shouldn't have done that. Have you ever get to the point where you can just click on pornography and it doesn't bother your spirit? Whoa, if you can get to the point, if you can go back down to the juke joint, back down to the bar, and start getting drunk, and you're a Christian, and it does not bother you. Whoa, if you can get to the point where you can get on Facebook and go to somebody's inbox and make a booty call, and it does not convict you. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, if you can get such a nasty attitude, and you look, you don't know how to be nice to people. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, just cut people up. My husband came home from work today, and I was in the shower. And we've been married 23 years. So he kind of knows I don't want nobody in the bathroom when I'm in the bathroom getting dressed. And he comes in there, he comes in the house, and he opens the shower door from the opposite side that I get in. Now that bothered me right away. And then he starts talking, "What, you got this going on?" And I said, "Will you please leave the bathroom and give me my privacy? Don't come in here with that mess." And he walked out and said, "I love you." And I got convicted. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Because I didn't have the right spirit when I was talking to my husband. The Bible says, honor your husband. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And I wasn't honoring him. And his response, a kind answer. A kind answer turns away wrath. He knew how to calm that demon. Come on. I'm helping somebody. Y'all can pay me on the way out. I'm helping the men how to calm that demon. How when that demon pops up in your wife, and you guys just say, "Okay, honey, I love you." And if she has any God in her, she will be convicted by the fact that she just spoke to you without reverence. Come on. Because we're supposed to reverence our husband. So I was convicted, and God was messing with me. What does it take for you to do right? You have to acknowledge to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit begins to convict you that you have done something wrong, and you have to submit and surrender. Come on, I surrender, God. I messed up. I got in the flesh. I got to get back in the spirit. You got to stay in the spirit. The Bible says if you stay in the spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. My flesh got to come under. I got to beat my flesh into subjection. When I want to do something nasty, I got to beat my flesh. Come on. When I want to get out of order, I got to beat my flesh. When I want to get drunk or high, I got to beat my flesh. I know I'm in the church, but there's too many in the church that are getting drunk and high. Too many in the church that are getting down and dirty. Too many in the church that are nasty on the down low. And God says it's time for revival. It's time Even as he told me about the theme, he said, I want you to tell the people that they already are equipped with everything that they need pertaining to life and godliness. We're seeking after life, which is Zoe. Zoe is life abundantly. It's the blessed life. There's nothing missing. It's everything is sufficient. All of our needs are provided for. Amen. Hallelujah. Zoe, healing is included in that. Deliverance is included in that. Prosperity is included in Zoe. I've given you everything you need for Zoe, and I've given you everything you need for godliness. We forget what godliness is. What is godliness? Godliness is a reverence for God. Godliness is a reverential fear of God.
Amen.
Godliness is holiness. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Somebody shout, holiness is still right. Yeah. Holiness is still right. Come on. And holiness is still the standard. And holiness is still required of the people of God. Yes, there's grace, but don't cheapen God's grace. Come on, somebody shout, don't cheapen God's grace.
Don't
cheapen
God's grace.
Amen.
Don't make it cheap. God gives us grace to give us time to get it right.
Amen. Amen.
It breathes my spirit when I see so-called, Peter here is talking about false prophets and he's talking about false apostles,
right.
False teachers who are misleading the people of God.
Yes.
And we have a lot, this is somebody say social media.
Social media.
See, this is the time of social media. And we have a lot of false apostles, false prophets, false teachers, false pastors, false evangelists, come on social media. Everybody that has a title is not set in position by God. Let me say that again. Everybody that you see on social media with a title is not in position by God. They have not been set in position by God. I don't care what you say. God did not put a gay pastor in position. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say. God is not calling for a first gentleman of the church. Come on. I saw this on Facebook last week and it disturbed my spirit. And I said, I better speak up. And I don't care if they come for me. But the thing about it, God loves us all. God loves us all. I love everybody. God loves everybody, but we have to understand that there is a standard, huh? There is a standard. If we want to be in the office, the five-fold orphan, you've been called, you need to get yourself together. Clean up your life. Get the sin out of your life. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So that you can represent God the proper way. I don't know. Come on, don't shout me down. In the name of Jesus, it's a sacrifice to be a prophet. It's a sacrifice to be a pastor. It's a sacrifice to be an apostle. Come on. It's a sacrifice to be an evangelist. It's a sacrifice to be a teacher. Come on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we got to lay down. Oh, God. We got to lay down our own lives. Come on, somebody. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Instead of drop a bombshell on you right now, that is the requirement for every Christian. In the name of Jesus, you don't even have to be called to be a preacher. Come on. But you are called to be holy. I wish somebody would give God some praise because he called you to be holy. If you are calling yourself by the name of Jesus Christ, I challenge you to get the sin out of your life. I challenge you to clean up your act. I challenge you to get that garbage off your Facebook page. I challenge you to stop twerking. I challenge you to stop being so nasty. Come on, somebody. I challenge you.
Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory. See, come on, somebody. What's happening is the devil is putting a cloud of darkness over the eyes of the people of God. Said, if you don't have these things, you are blind and nearsighted. You can't even see. You can't even see the vision. Hallelujah. You can't even see past your own hand. If you don't begin to, I'm all off course. But you don't begin to mature in the things of God. The Bible here tells us that we got to mature in the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says you have faith. We have faith. So every man is given a measure of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. You got to believe that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to die for you so that you would not perish, but that you would have life and life eternally with him. You don't have to die out there on the streets. You don't have to die in your sins. God called you into this church tonight because he wants to radically change your life. I know I'm talking to somebody on tonight. This is the first day of the rest of your life. God says, I'm giving you a radical shift in the name of Jesus. I'm shifting things for you in the name of Jesus. Silver and gold I do not have. I don't have a dollar or two to give to you, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Get up. Get up out of that bed of affliction. Get up and stand up and stand strong. Get up and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord in the name of Jesus. You told me you've been saved. You told me when you were little, you knew God. God says it's time to come back home. It's time to come back to him. I'm getting ready to shift things. I'm getting ready to turn things around for you. I'm getting ready to turn things around for your children. I'm getting ready to do a new thing in your life. Lift your hands to give God praise. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, oh God, for the woman of God. I thank you for what you're doing. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. He put us here for you this week. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He said, let the least of them come to me. Do you not know that you're the most important person to God right now in this house? Hallelujah. God says you're important to me. You're important to me. Hallelujah. It's time to come home. It's time to come back to Jesus. It's time to put that stuff down and come back to Jesus. Come on and give God some praise. Come on, God. I'm finished with you. That's all right. Thank you, Lord. Have a seat. Hallelujah. God is saying, in order for us to begin to manifest, we have to come into our true identity of who we are. You are a son of the Most High God. You are a daughter of the Most High God. Your true identity says you're not a sinner. So if I'm not a sinner, and I'm not defeated, then why do I act like it? Why do I keep doing things that I know are not conducive to the things of God? Because you don't know your identity. You don't know who you really are. Come on, hallelujah. You are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar people. God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. When I came up out of that bar, I was in that bar, I didn't have any clue as who I was. I didn't know who I was. I was broken, busted, and disgusted. Come on, somebody. Had been abandoned when I was young. I felt like I was abandoned by my dad when he broke up with my mom. I had been rejected. My God, picked on all of my life. Hallelujah. I had been molested. Hallelujah. I didn't know what was going on with me. I didn't know why I couldn't straighten myself up. It's like the woman in the temple when Jesus came into the temple. And everybody was probably looking at that woman saying, why can't she straighten up? Why can't she do right? Why can't she get herself together? And I know they were talking about me like that. I had no idea how messed up I was. And then somebody sent some pictures, and I saw those pictures, and I said, I was a hot mess. Can I get a witness that said before Jesus came into your life, you know you were a hot mess? Come on, hallelujah. You know you were a hot mess. God cleaned you up real good. You look real good now. But you know, if they can see what you used to look like. Oh, God, hallelujah. ain't always had it all together. And we don't have it all together now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, I'm a work in progress. Somebody say, but I'm way more advanced than what I used to be. I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I thank God that he's still working on me. I thank God, hallelujah, he didn't leave me where he found me. I know my identity now. I found out that I have value. You have value. In the name of Jesus, you have a new identity. The Bible says in this text that we read that you have a divine nature.
Divine.
Word
said.
My God.
Word said.
You have a divine nature. God told us in Ezekiel 36, he said, I'll put my spirit in you.
Yes.
He said, I'll wash you with clean water. Come on. I'll take away your sins. I'll put my spirit in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'll give you a heart transplant. I'll take away the old stony heart. And I'll give you a heart of flesh. Come on. Hallelujah. God said, I'll do that for you. Hallelujah. If you would just surrender your will to me. I want to do it. A lot of us have rejected our heart transplant.
Wow. Help us, Lord.
Say so, prophetess.
We reject it. You know how you go into surgery, you get a major organ transplanted, and after a while, either your body's going to accept it
or reject
it.
That's right. That's right.
Mercy.
Amen.
You're talking.
And a lot of Christians who are yet carnal,
just
look straight ahead. We have rejected the heart transplant. Hallelujah. And we got to say, God, do a new thing in me. I open myself up to you. And Lord, take out this stony heart. And what we do sometimes if we don't reject the heart transplant, what we do is we allow some of the old habits that we have with the old heart to accumulate and build up in the new heart. So now the new heart begins to look like the old heart.
Lord Jesus.
So when God delivered me from low self-esteem, now I get it to the point, you get to the point where God delivered you from low self-esteem, you get to the point where you are seeking people's approval again.
Right.
And if they don't give you enough likes, and if they don't give you enough compliments, now you're back plummeting down to, oh my God, I feel worthless. Oh, I'm not as good as so-and-so. Stop comparing yourself to other people. You are the designer's original. You are uniquely wonderful, wonderfully and fearfully made, created in the image of God. Hallelujah. There is no one like you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
There's no one like you. I bind up that spirit of comparison.
Amen.
To the phoniness that you see. Some of these people are putting their best face forward.
Amen. Lord have mercy. Wow.
That is not real.
It's not real.
It's a delusion. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Yep.
Don't compare. They're going through the same trials you're going through.
You better say that.
Their kids are acting crazy too.
Come on here.
Their wives and husbands are acting crazy too.
Yes. My God.
They're struggling with their finances. They're having a hard time paying their mortgage. They wish they had a house. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Their business is struggling.
Amen.
They got problems on the job.
Amen.
People are going through.
Yeah.
Yes.
And God is saying, I want to manifest myself in you. I want to manifest my DNA in you. Jesus said, I'm in God, and God is in me, and I am in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got power on the inside of you. He said, I will give you the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you will receive power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. You receive power to be my witnesses in the earth realm. A lot of us are the only Bibles that a lot of people are going to read. You are a living epistle. What are you saying? What are people reading when they read your life?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
So I need to go
receive my God-given identity. We need to receive who we are. I am a new creation. Somebody shout, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation. You know what else we have as new creations? We have the power of God.
Yes.
We got, when he spoke something from nothing. Come on, hallelujah. We understand that when the word, God formed the earth. Come on, he begins to create stuff just by speaking the word. There is power in the word.
Yes.
There is life and death. The power of life and death is in your mouth. If you would just open your mouth and begin to declare the word of God. Speak the word over your life.
Speak the word.
Speak the word over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. The next thing we have to understand is we have to take responsibility for our maturity. The Bible says, add to your faith, hallelujah, virtue. Now, virtue is moral goodness.
Amen.
See, we don't understand that we have to not only add moral goodness, hallelujah, add virtue, moral goodness, and then it says add to virtue, knowledge.
Yes.
Come on, this is an added thing, hallelujah.
Yes.
And then we add to knowledge temperance. Come on, self-control. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means that you do have the ability not to overeat. You do have the ability not to sin. Come on, you do have the ability, hallelujah, to give God glory and honor. Add to self-control, temperance, add patience. Come on. Patience means that we submit to the will of God. And God's timing is not your timing. Come on. God is getting ready to shift something in your life. If you would just hold on. The Bible says, hallelujah, in due season.
In due season.
See, there is a due season coming to your life.
Yes.
You've been struggling long enough, but there is a due season for your breakthrough.
Yes.
You've been going through long enough, but there is a due season, hallelujah, for you coming out of that thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says, add patience, and add to patience brotherly love, kindness. Come on, hallelujah. Did I get that right, brother?
Yes.
Godliness.
Amen. We're going to add godliness. Amen. Hallelujah. We talked about godliness. And then we're going to add to godliness, brotherly kindness, brotherly love. And then we're going to add to brotherly kindness, we're going to add love, agape love. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says if you do these things, as you begin to let these things abound, that means they increase in your life, you will never fail. You will never fall. Amen. It says you will never fall. You will never miss the mark. You will never, it almost says you will never sin. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to begin to build on our faith. And the last thing that God is saying to me and told me to tell you is that not only do we have to build on our faith, hallelujah, but we have to take our rightful position in the kingdom of God.
Right,
Come on, somebody shout, I'm a kingdom citizen.
I'm a kingdom citizen.
Come on, somebody shout, I'm an ambassador of Christ.
I'm an ambassador of Christ.
See, the kingdom of God is the rule and reign of Jesus Christ in the lives of the people of God.
Amen.
Come on, hallelujah. That means that Jesus Christ is supreme. Amen. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. Come on. Jesus is our Redeemer. He's our lawyer in the courtroom. He's our doctor in the sick room. There's nobody that can do us like Jesus. Come on. Do I have a witness in the house of God that says there's nobody that can do me like Jesus? Can't nobody do me like Jesus? Is there a man or woman in the house of God that says I've had some people in my life, but none of them match up to Jesus? I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. We got to realize that we have a kingdom positioning. Hallelujah. Our kingdom days do not begin when we get to heaven. They begin the moment that you say, I love you, Jesus. They begin the moment that you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. You begin eternity with God the moment that you confess your sins and become a born-again Christian. Somebody say, I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Somebody say, I love Jesus.
I love
when we have a love of Jesus, God says no good thing will I withhold from you. When you have a love for Jesus, God says I will supply your every need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When you love Jesus, he will heal your body. When you love Jesus, he will bring you out of darkness into your marvelous light. Jesus will heal you of all the brokenness in your life. He will heal you from the time when you were molested. Jesus will heal you from the time that your husband walked out on you. Jesus will heal you, and he will give you power, and he will give you victory, and he will let you be an overcomer. He says to them that overcome, I will give the crown of life. God's got a crown for you. God's got a crown for you in the name of Jesus. Come on and lay down the weight and the sin that so easily beset you, and give Jesus your life. Give Jesus your life for real. Stop playing church. Stop sinning. Do you not know the scripture says that you have been purged from sin? You have been purged from sin. You are no longer subject to sin. So what does it take for you to do right? Give your life all of your life. Give yourself wholly to Jesus. Don't hold nothing back. Repent. Somebody shout repent.
Repent.
Say, God, I'm sorry. I'm messed up. I need you to step into situation and change things around. Oh God, I repent, and God will give you the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I need you to help me to keep my flesh under control. I feel like cursing somebody out. I feel like going to get me another man, and I'm married. I feel like getting a woman, and I know I ain't got no business with that woman. Holy Ghost, I need you to release your power.
Amen.
And God will.
That's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
Release his power.
Yes.
He will. Do you. You are no longer a human being.
Amen.
You have a new DNA.
Amen.
Jesus.
You are a spiritual being.
Jesus.
Having a human experience.
Oh, yeah.
But don't let your human experience count out the fact that you are a supernatural being.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't live life in this realm.
Amen.
You are seated in heavenly places.
Yes.
With Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You have the power.
Yes.
Over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Open up your mouth and say, I'm taking back my family. I'm taking back my children.
Yes.
I'm taking back my health.
Yes.
I'm taking back my success. I'm taking my prosperity.
Yes.
I'm taking it back. I'm going into the enemy's camp. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And I'm taking back
everything
that the devil stole.
Yes.
I bind us back.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. What does it take for you to do right? You already got it. You got it. You got it. You got the power. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. It's in you. You got the power. You have the power to do right. Come on and give God
praise.
Come on and praise. Come on and praise. So many blessings. We chase the blessings. Let's chase the blessing. Let's chase Jesus. God says, I open up the heavens. I'll pour you out the blessing. Yes, I will. In the name of Jesus. If you just praise me. Hallelujah. Everybody standing, just give God some praise. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have the power to do right.
Yes.
I don't have to die. I don't have to go through sickness. Come on. The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
My God, God is restoring you every day.
Thank you, God.
The outer man perishes, but the inward man is being renewed.
Every day.
Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. I want to pray, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I just want to pray for a few minutes. You can be seated. Amen. Just want to pray for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I do it this way. If you want prayer, just come up and let me just pray for those who want prayer on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. We pray that you have enjoyed the replaying of that message from the revival on Monday night. What will it take for you to do right? Amen. And the subtitle is God is going to manifest breakthrough. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for breakthrough. We thank God for the word. I want to just pray for those who are listening. Amen. Father God, we praise you and we magnify you. We magnify your name. I thank you for each and every person that is listening, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For breakthrough, oh God, in each and every life, oh God. Lord, we repent, oh God, even for those things that we have done that were not pleasing to you, oh God. We come to your throne, oh God, and we reactivate, hallelujah, the power of your Holy Spirit in our lives. And we say, God, we surrender. We surrender all to you, oh God. You are Lord of lords and King of kings. You are the great I am. You are our everything. You are our Redeemer, our Savior. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. We exalt your name, oh God. We just thank you, hallelujah, for this day that you have made. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the conviction of the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a fresh infilling, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the power of repentance, oh God, that there is no, Father God, condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But Lord, we thank you for conviction, that you chasten those that you love, that you convict us of our sins, oh God, that you have purged us of our sins, oh God, that you have given us the power over sin, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this time of revival, even on the prayer line, as we turn our hearts and minds to you, O God, as we reawaken to you, O God, as we run to you, O God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. So bless every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you for breakthrough in every life, oh God. I thank you for the power, oh God, to walk away from those things that are not conducive to your word, that are not conducive to being pleasing to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When we missed it, oh God, that you gave us the grace, oh God, to get it right. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day being the first day of the rest of our lives. And, Lord, we run to you on tonight. And we thank you for the power of forgiveness, oh God. Hallelujah. And we receive forgiveness tonight. We take pride in our identity as Christians. Hallelujah. We take responsibility for our maturity as sons and daughters of God. And we take our rightful position in
your kingdom now. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And we say continue to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Well, we pray that that word blessed you tonight. God want us to leave some things alone, walk away from some things. But not only that, Pastor preached that we have the power to do so. He doesn't just give us commands and give us encouragement to do things, but he has empowered and enabled you to do those things that would add blessings to your life, that would add power to your life,
yeah,
that will position us to be a real blessing for our family and those who we love. So we pray that this word blessed you. We did something a little different tonight on Word Wednesday, and we pray that this word blessed you. Amen. Share this audio. It will be on the archives with somebody that you would think will be blessed by this word, because it's a rich word. Those of us who was in attendance, even tonight, we believe that you need to hear this word, and God has blessed us through Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons. So we thank God for you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Good night, everyone. We will be in service on Sunday. Bring someone to church with you. We're going to have a powerful worship experience. And we're just going to allow God to flow on Sunday. God is going to meet us there. And we thank God for you who even came tonight. And we pray that you was blessed. We love you. Have a blessed night. Good night, everyone. God bless.
God bless you.